something for the weekend. It's Trina here. Paul Merriman is with us from askpaul.ie. We've been talking about the savings challenge where you can basically save 1,300 and is it 78 euro by the end of the year?
Yeah, it's great.
By just throwing in a euro this week, 2 euro next week, etc. And that goes on until you reach week 52 and it's 52 euro in the final week. By the way, Paul has all the templates on his Instagram and everything if you want to print that out and stick it on the fridge so you can follow. But Paul, you also have an advanced savings challenge.
Yes, we have the advanced savings challenge, which is 5,000 euro. Now look, it's advanced, so it's going to be a bit more of a struggle, but it's great for couples to do or anyone thinking about getting a deposit for a house or going abroad. Or looking to clear credit card debt or anything like that.
Boob job.
I think it's a really good challenge. You're going back to this OnlyFans again, Trina.
I got to make money.
Yeah. There's like 5 grand boob job and I'll make more money on OnlyFans. Okay, great. I can see where
you
you're going.
You got to spend to make money, Paul.
So look, I suppose from this regard, it's the 5 grand savings challenge a little bit more difficult. So you start off with 20 euro week one, then 35 euro week two, 45 euro week three. And then you put a lump sum in, and the lump sum is going to be 125 euro. Now, this is on week four, so it's typically made for people that get paid monthly because they're going to have that lump sum. So they're going to continue saving on a weekly basis. So by the time you kind of get to through the kind of week, I think it's like week 30, it's going to be 80 euro, then 105 and 170. So it does creep up quite quickly. But you are trying to save 5 grand. Look, the idea behind this is, I think somebody said on Instagram before, well, just take 5 grand, divide it by 12 and save that. The idea is that you're trying to change your money habits by starting with something small today, by 20 euro, 35, then 45 the following week. And you're trying to say every month I'm going to save 120, then 130, 135, 140. So your monthlies is going up by 5 euro, your big lump sum at the end of each month. So it's doable, but it's a challenge. And it's also something that is good to tick off the list. And sometimes when you're doing a challenge and you get different amounts, it makes it more interesting. So people actually like look and say, right, what am I to do this week? And it keeps you in check. Either way, if you are looking to save 5 grand and you want to divide, you know, 5 grand by 12 months, if you just set up a standing order and put it into a savings account, and a lot of people will do that as well. It doesn't really make a difference what you do once it works for you, but I think the challenge, the idea that what everybody does on Instagram is they tag mates, and then during the year I'll put another post up in a couple of weeks' time, in a couple of months' time, and we'll check in, how are you getting on, you should have X amount saved, and people are saying, oh no, I didn't do it this week, or I am, and they're sharing photographs. So it's about people, kind of, it's like a community, I suppose, of people that are just trying to save, and like I said, tag and share photographs, and encourage people. And I would encourage anybody that is interested in doing this to try and jump on our Instagram page. After today's interview, I'm going to put them up in my stories as well. So they're going to be my stories. It'll be easy to find on my Instagram page. Ask Paul. Tag somebody. So go on to the page, tag somebody, and challenge them. And then try and keep each other accountable. Because if you have a buddy, family member, cousin, partner, spouse, it'd be easier for you to probably attain the target of the 5 grand. Or even if it's the beginner one, Trina, at 1,378 over the year.
I think when you're doing a savings challenge like this and you have a goal in mind, and it could be, I don't know, going to Disney with the kids or whatever it is by the end of the year, getting your bathroom done up, whatever it is, you're more mindful when you're spending your money. Like we were saying, like even this week in the office, how we're all broke. It is January, we're all broke. Nobody's going to the shop to buy their lunch. Things like that. They realise they're spending, they were spending a tenner a day easily by getting a sandwich and a coffee.
Yeah, that's 200, but let's look at a tenner a day if people are doing that. A tenner a day, 5 days in the week, you know, is 50 quid, and over the 4 weeks, typically speaking, in the work month, it's 200 euro. Multiplied by 12, you're at 2,400 euro. Now, let's listen to this. To earn 2,400 euro in the year, you actually have to earn probably about 4 grand from your employer because you're going to get taxed. So to get that 2,400 wage, you have to earn. Now, if you're not on 50 grand a year, it means you're going to work this year in 2023 for a full month for no reason whatsoever other than to feed yourself a lunch.
Wow.
So you're just going out, leaving the kids, leaving the cat, dog, parents, whatever your situation is, going into work, doing a massive shift or whatever it's 9 to 5 or whatever your kind of job is, and at the end of the month you get paid, and for 1 month of this year you're going to do that for no reason other than to give it to centre or spa.
I mean, it's just mental. Stupid.
Now,
stupid.
If you have it, that's fine. So I'm not trying to do the whole put everybody on a money diet, not percent. But if you have a goal and you want to have 5 grand by the end of the year, or 10 grand, or 20 grand in 2 years' time for a deposit for a house, they're the things that kind of make it easier to save once you cut out those things. Now, if you're not saving and you have your house, you're going to spend a tenner a day on coffee and a sandwich, knock yourself out. It's not anyone's business. So should they prioritise
it?
That's all.
Yeah, it is. There was a guy in the office here who was getting married, but he was also saving for a house, and he used to bring in his ham sandwiches every day and the slagging he used to get. And he was like, look, guys, I can't be spending that every day. And everyone was always trying to twist his arm. Ah, come on out for lunch. Yeah, we're going to Edgy Rockets. We're going to whatever. You have to kind of stick to your guns, don't you? Or maybe even get your colleagues doing it with you. So there's no pressure there.
In fairness, if you look at, say, 20 years ago, but go back 20, 25 years ago, no one went out for lunch. Everyone typically brought their lunch to work. I'm not trying to be one of these advisors that gets on the radio and says, stop spending money on coffee, stop eating avocado on toast. Because you have to have a good time and enjoy it. But if you have got a goal that you really, really, really want to reach, or you want to move out of your family, or your parents' house, or you want to set up your own house, or you want to bring the kids to Disneyland, or whatever situation is, well then, you know, think about it. At the end of this year, you could have $5,000 to do that rather than giving it to the guy or girl in the centre. And I think that's deadly. I think if you can think of that frame of mind, you won't mind getting slagged for bringing your ham sandwich.
Well, this is definitely, I think ham has gone too dear. I think it has to be jam and butter. The ham is too dear. Paul, it's a perfect time of year to do it, and you can get all the info for this on your social media and your website. So give us those details.
Yeah, so our Instagram page is askpaul.ie, and I'm going to put up on the stories now after this interview the saving challenges, and there's loads of free content as well. So if you go onto our Instagram page, there's loads of highlights, loads of stories. We talk about all things to do with pensions, investments, mortgages, first-time buyers, or the first home scheme from the government, like the local territory, anything you basically need to know about personal finance, and you're going to find there. And we also have a free financial academy where you can go on and upskill your knowledge related to loads of things. That's on YouTube and our website, askpaul.ie as well. And it's all free. So go and knock yourself out.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Paul. It's something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.